second brother did a Yibum before the third brother was born or after the third brother was born, the Bishimin will always hold that the third brother, when the second brother dies, can marry his Almana. Both Almanas, you could do Yibum or Chalitza too. It wouldn't be considered a Nishas Achiv Shalahaya Bolamo, according to Rav Oishia, is Choluk Aparesha. Asks the Gemara, so, Ela Eishas Achiv Shalahaya Bolamo, Rav Shimon Eich Mishkachas Law. Where do you get the Pesul of Eishas Achiv Shalahaya Bolamo, by Yibum, which was mentioned in our first Mishnah on Masechta? Where do you get that Pesul? What's the case? That she wouldn't be able to fall to Yibum. So we say, B'chod Achiv Mis. In the Loach, the case of where there's one brother, and there's just an existing brother who dies, his wife, it doesn't necessarily fall to Yibum even, I guess she would be just, she would be an Almana. Then a second brother is born, that would be Eishes Achim Shalahayah Bolamo. That's already Usher, because all he has to this woman is the one dead brother. Inami Betray, or where he has two brothers alive, V'loyabim v'lomis, and with a second brother after the death of the first, before the, or in general, does not do yibum v'lomis, and he doesn't die. That's the case, basically. Either way, it's where the woman never falls into a second brother. She always remains the Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Bolamo, the wife of the first brother who wasn't alive during the third brother's lifetime. That would be the case where she would remain and she's off Shalai Bolam. Okay. So it's either the Gemara gives two examples, either there's no second brother, in which case, and then this third brother is born after the death of the first this second brother would be born after the death of the first brother, can't do Yibim to the wife. It's just off Shalai Bolam, even by Rabbi Shimon. Or where there is a second brother alive at the time of the death of the first brother, and then the third brother is born, but the second brother never does Yibum to the woman. He never does Yibum to this woman. The Lomis, so they don't have this thing where he did Yibum and then he died. You don't have the whole story. So then she remains the Almana of the first brother, who the third brother was not alive during his lifetime, and she would be ushered to him as Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Bolamo, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine, those are the cases. Vashlama Yabam Biyakach Noilud, Ki Eshkecha Be'atayr Eshkecha, says the Gemara, understand. To tell me, Rav Oishia, that Rabbi Shimon holds that she's not usher to him because of Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Bolamo, where the second brother did Yibum after the death of the first, and then the third brother was born, because when he is born, she comes to him beheter. As far as he knows, she's just the wife of the second brother, who is alive during his lifetime, and who he can be a Yibum for. But, Elanolad V'yachach Yibum, where the third brother is born, and then, i.e. again, after the death of the first brother, and then the second brother does Yibum, my time up. Why should that be mutter? He comes in, and she's the Almana of the first brother. So he should, regarding this woman, be viewed as the brother of her husband that wasn't alive in his lifetime. Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Bolamo. She's Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Bolamo. She should be also to him. Why should she be mutter to him, according to Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yoshio understands his Shita? We say, Kesavar Yesh Zika, Vezika Kiknusa Damya. Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Zika, we call a Yavama Zika, because she comes down, when she falls to Yibum, she's usher to anybody else in the shuk. She's usher to marry into the market. She's only looking at the Yavam. He has to make a move, Chalitza or Yibum. So there's already a Zika, there's already a direction, a connection to this person. Normally you have to do Kedushin, to usher a woman to everybody else. Here you already have somewhat of a Shaychis, a connection. So he holds that Yesh Zika, that connection is halachically recognized, and Vizika Kikinusa Damya, and it's viewed as if she's his wife and he already married her, because she's usher to everybody else. So we treat her like she's already married to the second brother just by falling to Yibum to this brother. So therefore, the case is like this. The first brother dies, the second brother is alive at the time that she falls to Yibum. He didn't do Yibum yet. But the second she falls to Yibum, Yesh Zika to that second brother, Vizika Kiknusa Damya, and it's like she was Nesua. It's like she married him already. Then the third brother is born, so when he is born, it's already viewed like this woman is seen as the wife of the second brother who's still alive, not as the wife of the previous brother who passed away before this third brother's lifetime. And therefore, when he comes in, again, I can say, Kimatsa. i.e., whether we use an Aramaic word, ki eshkecha behetera eshkecha. When he comes and finds her, when he encounters her, she's already mother. She's already the wife of the living brother. Even before Yibum, because Yesh Zikim Zikim Kiknu Sadamia, Yibum itself affects like he already did the Yibum. Okay. The Zika, the falling to Yibum already is viewed like he took her in. Maskiflar of Yosef, Rav Yosef brings Akashia. Hush the Zika Umaymer, Mesafkala the Rabbi Shimon, Ikiknu Sadamia, Lo Kiknu Sadamia. We see that Rabbi Shimon, and we'll bring where we see this from, Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika and Maimer, i.e., again, Zika's automatic, the second woman falls to the Yibum, but even where he did Maimer, Rabbi Shimon's Mesupik, is that viewed like she's his wife already or not? And again, Maimer means a Kedushin. You don't have to do it, but Maimer would be where the a woman falls to the Yibum, and then the brother says, Harveyat Mekudeshesli, and he gives her a ring, right? He does Kedushin, he wants to do it, he wants to do the full thing, what's the full chuppah? So that's what is the extent of Maimer. Rabbi Shimon is Mesupik. He's Mesupik. Is Maimer like he already married her? Is she called his wife? Or is Maimer not? Is Maimer nothing? It didn't really get to that yet. Just did Maimer, he made her, she's already exclusive somewhat, and he's made it, her a little bit more exclusive to himself. But it's not Kiknusadami. It's not viewed like she's his wife. It's not a full out Arusa, etc. Let's see. So if he's Mesupik, even when we did Maimer, if she's considered to be Kikinusa, if she's considered to be a married woman or not, Zika Luchudami Boya, how can you think that, it's Pasha to him where just Zika alone would be considered Kikinusa? How can you say that by Zika alone, that she should be viewed as married? That's his question. Mahi. Well, Zika's automatic. Right. Zika just means. Yeah, I mean, he's just saying, it's really what it really is saying is, even where he did Mimer, he's Mesupik if she's Kikinusa, so Zika alone, which is automatic, Kol Shekein. I mean, Zika always is automatic, so. But, we'll see, Mimer will play out when there's a number of different, when there's several brothers. Okay, let's continue. So we say, Mahi, what is this case of Rabbi Shimon that you're referring to? That Rabbi Shimon, we want to now show that maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Yesh Zika Kikinusa Damya. You know, Yesh Zika Zika Kiknusa Damya. We don't want to say that Zika works like that. And if that's our Kasha. Even where Mimer, he's Mesupik if she's Kikinusa. So how can you say that Zika, she should be viewed as Kikinusa? She should be already viewed as a married woman just from falling to Yibu. Mahi, what is this subject of Rabbi Shimon that he's referring to? That Nan, that we learned in the Mishnah, Shlosha Ochen, Nesuin Shlosh Noshim Nachrius. Three brothers marry three women who are unrelated to each other. Meis Echad Mehem, and one of them dies, but also about Shani Mimer. The second brother does Mimer to his Almana. She falls to Yibum to both brothers, and one of them does Mimer. The second one does Mimer. Umeis, and then the second one dies. Hare Elu Chotzes V'lo Misyabmes. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, he has to do Chalit to the third brother when the second brother's wife and the first brother's wife, who the second brother already did Mimer to, but did not actually do Yibum to fully, he, the second brother, has died. They both fall to the third brother in Yibum. He has to do Chalit, so he cannot do Yibum, but he has to do Chalit to both. Shinemar, Umeis Echad Mehem, and as the Pasuk says, and one of the brothers die. The second brother will take her in as a wife. Referring to the parsha of Yibum, so it says Umeis Echad Mehem that Yevama Yavaleh. When one of these brothers dies, there's these brothers. They're existing in the same time. They both have wives, or at least one of them, right? And when that brother dies, when one brother dies, Yevama, the second brother who is now a Yavam Yavaleh, he will take her in. So the Gemara darshins, Misha leh zikah shebam echad, v'lo shal leh zikah shnei yabamim. When it says, umeis echad mehem, one of the brothers has died. So the yabam is doing yibum to be the mali makam, to fill in this place, of one of the brothers. But not of both of the brothers, two brothers. A woman who has a zikah of two yabamim, she has shaychis to two previous husbands. That's the way of saying it. That's the way Rashi explains it. She does not fall to yibum. And over here, this woman who was the wife of the first one, never really became the wife of the second. He just did Mimer to her. So she has a connection to the first husband. She's still considered the Yavama of the first husband. She's falling to Yibum from the first marriage, and now she's falling to Yibum from the second marriage as well, of the Mimer, because Mimer didn't totally undo that first marriage. It wasn't a full Yibum. It was just like a somewhat of a connection to that second brother. So she's falling to him from both brothers. That's not in the pasuk of Umeis Echad Behem, where one brother dies and she falls to Yibim. Two brothers have died, causing this woman to fall to Yibim. She's connected to both previous brothers. Such a woman, there is no parsha for Yibim poor. And the Tanakama holds that therefore she's considered to be Ashes Ach. The second woman would be, I think, Patrat Saras Erva, Subak Saras Erva, Mikta Saras Erva from the Mimer. Okay. Let's see. That's what I think is shot in that. Let's see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, however, Miyabim le'ezu mehen shiyirtze. V'choletz l'shnia. Rabbi Shimon says, he can do yibum to either one. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of that drasha, that even if she falls from mikoyach, two previous husbands, it is possible to do yibum to her. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So he holds, do yibum to either one. V'choletz l'shnia. And you should do chalitza to the second. Yibum etarvayu, why is that? Yivum etavayu lo. You can't do yivum to both. The dilma yesh zika, because maybe we say yesh zika. And then if we say yesh zika, then just by her falling to yivum, she's already considered to be married to the second brother through zika, through the yivum connection to that second brother. And then both women would be viewed as falling from the second brother. And we know if one brother dies, he has two wives, you only do yivum or chalitza to one. And the other one just goes away with nothing. You only do to one yivum. You only do one to one woman, Ibn Merchalitza. So maybe Yesh Zika and this woman is the wife of the second, and therefore the second has two wives that fell to Ibn. You do Ibn Merchalitza to one, and the other one would be Pater. So you can't do Ibn to both. Yivum echad of iftar edach, to say just do yibum to one, and why do chalitza to the other? Again, he said do yibum to one of them and chalitza to the other. Why do you have to do chalitza? Right? Just do yibum to one, and the other one will just walk away. Yivum echad of iftar edach, let the other one go. Lo, you can't do that. The dilma ain't zika kiknusa, because maybe zika is not kiknusa damya. Maybe, I mean, here he already did mimer. But here, maybe she's not considered to be kiknusa damya. Maybe she's not considered through mimer and zika to be married to that second brother. She would be really considered to be the wife of the first brother. And then he has basically two women falling to him from two separate brothers. And therefore he would be able to do Yibum to both, if he wanted to. So therefore he would have to do at least Chalitza to one. You hear what I'm saying? He's Mesopic if Yibum, in this case he did Zika, so it's Zika and Mimer. If Zika and Mimer make her marry to the second brother or not. If they do, so then both of these women, if the second brother dies, he already had a wife himself, both of them are from one house. You can only do Yibum to one. You can't do Yibum to both. Now, normally when two women fall from one house, you just do Yibum to one, and the other one doesn't require Chalitza. She just goes away, because you only have to address one of the women that fell, one of the Yavamas. However, he's Mesopic that maybe Zika and Mimer do not make her considered married to the second brother. She still is the Almana. She still is the Shemeris Yobam, who fell from the first marriage, and then he has basically two women falling to him from two separate brothers. So you have a separate Chiyuv Yibum for both women, for both brothers. So Yibum for one is not going to pater the other. You have to do Chalitza or Yibum to both. It won't let you do Yibum to both because maybe they're both from one house. He's Mesopic. So what do? You do Yibum to one, and the other one you do Chalitza, and that's how you cover all your bases. That's what he says. So we see Amma Mesafkale, we see that Rabbi Shimon's Mesopic. Even when there's Mimer, if that makes her considered married to the second husband or not. Does Zika and Mimer make her considered married to the Yabam, to that Yabam who did Mimer, or not? Fine. Therefore, how can you tell me that just by this woman's falling to Zika alone, falling to Yibum alone, we say, Yesh Zika v'Zika k'knusa damya, she's already considered married to the second brother? Who was alive when she first fell to Yibum, and therefore even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, it would already be viewed that she's married to the second brother already. She's no longer coming mikoyach the first marriage, because Yibum alone, yesh zika kekenusa damya, and by the third brother, ki eshkecha, when he finds her, ve'etera eshkecha. That was our argument, because it's all based on yesh zika, that she's already married to the second brother. How do you say that? We see it's mesupik, even with Mimer, that Mimer even might not be considered married. He's Mesopic. Now note, in the Mishnah, and this is really the discussion here, why you would have to do Chalitza to the second, by the first Tana, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's Mesopic, is it or not? The And the Mishnah Rashi explains it like this. Maimer is a miksas kinyan. And we'll see this at Rashi when you test Amud Beis, Divir Masko Ella Essa at the bottom. But Maimer is a discussion. Is Maimer a miksas kinyan? We'll see a machlokes. It's really a machlokes benoyim here. Is Maimer considered to be halfway? And therefore, in a sense, she is sort of, it's like she sort of is married to that Yavam. Maybe she's not married to the Yavam within Maimer. It's like a miksas. It's a halfway. So say an Erva falls to, just explain this. Say an Erva falls to Yibum, right? An Erva falls, and the brother does Maimer. It's his, it would be an Erva to him. The third brother, it would be like a Chosim in a Ain, right? So it falls to the second brother, who she's not an Erva to. The other brother does Maimer. So Maimer, Rashi explains in the Mishnah, is like a Miksas marriage. So therefore, it won't exclude, when the second brother dies, that wouldn't totally counter that other wife of the second brother, because she's not really Tsara. She's not. They're not the same of the same household, really. But it's miksas. It's somewhat. She is somewhat his wife. So therefore, you have to do chalitza to that second brother's previous wife. That's the idea that Maimer is a miksas, as we saw in the Mishnah. Maimer is a miksas marriage. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that. Rabbi Shimon argues on this opinion, and he holds that Maimer, and that was the idea of you have to do chalitza to the tsara. Where he did Maimer with the Eishes Ochem Shalaya Bo'olamo. That was the Mishnah there. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that. Rabbi Shimon holds that Maimer is a yes or a no, but he's Mesopic. Yes or a no, but he's Mesopic. It's all, it could be a total marriage, it could be no marriage, but he's Mesopic. And this is what comes out. You can do Yibum to one, and you would do Chalitza to the other.
It's practical, but it's unpractical.
Well,
what you're supposed to do, it's an either case, but it's something where you place halfway.
Yeah, but the difference will be, can you do Yibum to the second brother's prior wife? Can you do Yibum to the second brother's prior wife? By Rabbi Shimon, you can. And we'll see that. I'm just speaking this out because if you're following me here, good. It's going to make it easier when we get with you at the bottom of your test here. If you don't, it's okay because we're going to go to the bottom of your test and we're going to see it again. So don't worry about it. Okay, fine. Let's go back. So what's going on? So that we brought a proof. Rabbi Shimon's Mesopic in Maimer. Is it Kikinisa or not? So Bikisema, maybe you'll tell me no. You're misunderstanding Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Really, Midaraisa, really, Maimer, for sure, and maybe even just Zika, would be Kiknusa Damia, would be like she's already married to the second brother. And therefore, all he really would do on a Deraisa level, all he really should do is Yibum to one, and that would already potter the other one, because they're both from the same household. In that case, the three brothers, etc., as we just had that Mishnah. So maybe that's the case. So why here does he require Chalitza? I mean, not because he's mesupik that maybe they're from two separate households and Maimer wasn't kind of, but rather me the rabbanan who the usher. Rather me the rabbanan only. They said you have to do chalitza to the other one. Gezeira mishum shem yomer shnei yavam suppose mishte batim chodem yavam of edach mifter bavelo klof. I'd be worried over here that since you only did Maimer, so it looks like she's still the shemeres yavam of the first husband. He didn't really do yibum full out. He just did Maimer, right? So I would still think that maybe somebody would view it like, it's almost like a Mar Sinai issue. Somebody might view it like they're from the two separate brothers. That Shemeres Yavam, who he did Maimer to, is still really the wife of the first brother. He did not, it wouldn't be considered Kikinut. So maybe, although we say it really is, maybe somebody would think it's not. And then it would be viewed, if he didn't do chalitza to her, it would be viewed like you had two yavamas from two separate houses, and you do yibum to one, you don't have to address the other. You don't have to do chalitza to the other. And that would be a wrong conclusion. Because really the halacha is that because he did maimer, really they are from one house. And when they're from one house, you do yibum to one, you can already pater the other. You don't have to address the other. Right? But that's because he did maimer. That's what's going on here. That's what we're arguing. Right, Maimer would be kinda, really, and he doesn't have to do chalitza to the other once he does yibum to one, because they're all from one house. The second brother, when he does Maimer, makes the Shemeres Yavam his wife. He dies, they're both from the second brother when they fall to the third brother. But somebody might not know that. Somebody might say, well, Maimer, that I didn't really see a yibum process, I didn't really see the whole, you know, the news, etc. So that person may derive that really that woman, he would think, is still the wife of the first brother, still coming from the first brother when she falls to the third brother, and he didn't do a chalitza to her when he did yibum to the other, or vice versa. So he would derive that when you have two yavamas falling to you from two separate brothers, you, even in that case, you only have to do yibum to one, and then once you do yibum to one, you don't have to do chalitza yibum to the other. And that's not true. And that's why Midi Rabbanan, they require chalitza here. But really, Rabbi Shimon is not Mesupik. Rabbi Shimon, I could say, holds Maimer and Zika is Kiknusa. Maybe that's the understanding. So maybe that could be an answer for us. According to Rabbi Yishai's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. We say, no, it's not true. But at the time of Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Maimer Velav Maimeru. Rabbi Shimon expresses already that his reasoning is because he's Mesupik if Maimer works or doesn't work. That's his argument. Not of a Gezerah, the Rabbanan, that people might misunderstand the situation. Rather, it's explicit like we originally understood the case that Rabbi Shimon is dealing with if Maimer is considered to be Kikanusa, he's kind of her like he married her, or not, through Maimer. And again, Maimer is just the normal process of Kedushin. We just call it Maimer when you do it to Bibi Mama. Okay, let's see. The Tanya, the Melamed Brisa, so Amar Lahem Rabbi Shimon LaHachamim. Rabbi Shimon says back to the Hachamim. Again, this is going on that last Mishnah of Shalosha Achim Nesuin, Shalosha Nashim Nachrius, Bechulu. So Rabbi Shimon says to the Hachamim, he says, if the mimer of the second one is a mimer, it's considered to be chashim. It's considered like he really married already. So then, it's just sheni hu boil. Then really, when he does yibum, he's doing yibum to the wife of the second, if he does yibum to her. So we can do yibum to her. What's the problem? It wouldn't be, right? It would be mutter. And that would already exclude the second wife. The mimer shal sheni ain't a mimer, it's just rishon hu boil. And if he does mimer to the... If the mimer of the second one does not make her his wife, so then Eishes Rishon Hu Boil. When he does Yibum, he's doing Yibum to the wife of the first brother. I.e., he's arguing that you're telling me what? You're telling me that this is a woman who's considered to be connected to two brothers, because as we already explained, as Rashi explained the Mishnah, mimer is a halfway marriage, so it didn't totally undo. She's still considered to be, she's halfway connected to this second brother who did mimer, and still what someone connected to the first brother. And we say that umeis echad mehem, she can only fall from one yibum, not two. A woman falls from two husbands in yibum. You don't have a parsha of yibum. Torah didn't say it like that, right? So Rabbi Shimon says back to them. He says, "What are you talking about? If mimer works, then she's already the wife of the second. She's not falling from the first marriage. If mimer doesn't work, then she's no connection to the second, and she is only falling from the first marriage. Because again, Rabbi Shimon is mesupik in mimer if it's an all or if it's a nothing." Not like the Tanakama here, which Rashi explained in the Mishnah, which is the prevalent opinion, that Mimer is a halfway marriage. It's a 50-50, or a 50. So, okay. So that's his argument. So you see that Rabbi Shimon, his argument is in whether Mimer works or doesn't work. Okay.
Or
which was our original understanding, that he was Mesupik in Mimer, whether it works or not. Okay, let's continue. So, fine. And the reader doesn't. We see that that's really how he's going, because that's how he gets out of this problem of a woman falling from two husbands. He says that's not the case. My words here doesn't work. Okay. Amar le Abaye. So back to our kasha. How can you tell me that Nolad l'basofi yabeim Rabbi Shimon will hold is mutter to the third brother because she's not considered Yishas Hachav Shalayim Olama because Zika alone, her falling to even to the second brother before the third brother is born already makes her the wife of the second brother, and if she should be mutter. How can you tell me that Rabbi Shimon we find is Mesupik in Mimer even if it works? So how can you tell me Zika Kiknu Sadamia, even where there's Mimer, he's Mesupik? Answers Abaye, Amar Le Abaye, V'lashani L'chabin Zika Shiyavamecha L'Zika Shnei Yavamin. I'll make you a Pasha Chilek. That case is where, when she fell to Yibum, there were two brothers around. Right? Those three brothers, they were all out at the same time. So when the first brother died, and she fell to the first two brothers, and the second brother did Yibum, right? The third brother is still alive at that time, is alive, has been alive the whole time. So when she falls to both, and then one of the brothers does Yibum. That was the case there. There were two Yavamin. So Zika, by two Yavamin, he'll hold, that's not Kikanusadamia, even with Mimer. He's Mesupik. Because, again, she's not necessarily, Zika means there's a connection here. And although she's usher to the Shuk, she's usher to everybody else, I don't have a direct line to any one of these brothers. Either one can do Yibum. So there, Rabbi Shimon will hold that the Zika is not Kikanusa. The Zika alone, her falling to Yibum to this guy, or even if he does Mimer, right, does not make her necessarily his wife. Rabbi Shimon would be Mesupik in a case where there are two Yavamin, i.e. two living brothers at the time she falls to Yibum. However, where there's only one brother, right, by Zika Yavam Echod, there, there's only, she's ushered everybody else in the shuk. They can't marry her because Lasila is Shazar, and she can only, she has to directly address only one brother. So that connection, where there's only one existing brother at the time she falls to Yibum, would be strong enough to make this woman considered his wife already. That he would hold the Yishika Kinusadamia, which is our Mishnah. Because again, the case would be, even though Lenin Lebesov Yavim would be, the first brother dies, she falls to Yibam, the second brother's alive, just her and him. Then the third brother's born, then the second one is Yibam. So by this we would say that when she fell, only the second brother was around, it's her and him, that Zika would be Kiknusa Damya. Very good. And this Mishnah is not Akashic, because there's two potential Yavamim at the time that she falls to Yibam. That Dilmakim Rabbi Shimon Zika Kiknusa Damya Biyabam Mechad. Maybe Rabbi Shimon only holds Zika Kiknusa Damya. Zika is considered like she's married to him already. That's only when there's one Yavam. Av Bishnei Yavamin Lo. When there are two potential Yavamin, then at the time two existing brothers at the time that she falls to Yibum, there he wouldn't hold that Zika Kiknusa Damya. And even with Mimer, he'd be Masubik if it makes her considered his wife or not.
It's like a more diffuse Zika or something.
Yeah, the connection isn't direct. So like we don't. That's part of the Zika is how direct do we see this connection. Let's see, so we say Umishani Leila Rabbi Shimon. Does it really make a difference if there's one Yavam or two Yavamin that you can make a difference like that and say, well, there's one Yavam, well then Zika's Kikinusa. Where there's two Yavamin, then it's not. Or it's even with Mimer it's a suffix if we make her Kikinusa. Umishani Leila Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon make a difference in that? That Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa that Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon, we're going to ask on this now. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said a klal. He made a general rule. Kol Shah Leda Kodemis Lenesuin. Again, this is a case we're talking about the issue of Eishes Achim Shalahei Ba'olama. The first brother has died. And now we're discussing whether or not the second brother marries the woman before the third brother is born, or is the third brother born before the second brother marries the woman. Again, we're back to that case of our Mishnah. The verse says the following. Kol Shah Leda Kodemis Lenesuin. Wherever the birth of the third precedes the marriage of the second, his marrying the first brother's Shemeres Yabam, first brother's wife, Omana. So where the birth of the third precedes the marriage of the second, lo chaletzis belomis yabemes. In that case, the third brother does not do chalitza or yibum. Right? Kol sha leida kodemis lenesuin, lo chaletzis belomis yabemes. He doesn't do chalitza or yibum. Nesuin kodem leleida, but if the second brother marries her before the birth of the third, o chaletzis omis yabemes. He can do chalitza or yibum. Very good. So this would be telling me basically that Rabbi Shimon would hold that were he to be Nola the Basuki Yabe, were he to be the later precedes the Nesuin, the third brother is born before the second brother does Yibum, that would say that when the second brother dies, Lo Chaletzis Velomis Yabemes, he can't do Chalitza or Yibum because she would be Eishes Achim Shalahei Ba'olama, right? Not like Rav Aishia, who holds that even there, Rabbi Shimon would argue on the Rabbanan and hold he can do Yibum. So we ask, right? My love, Biyabam Echad. Isn't this talking even where there's only one Yabam at the time, even where there's only before the third brother's born, the second brother's only alive, there's only three brothers, right? The third brother's not alive, and when she fell to Yibam, there was only one brother, and still he would say that Kol Shaleidu Kedemis Lenesuin, that if he's born before she becomes married to one of the brothers, Lo Chaletzis Velomis Yabemes, isn't that talking about there's only one brother, i.e. the case of our Mishnah? Right, there's only the second brother's only around. There's only one brother around at the time that she actually falls to Yibum. Mikatani lo chaletzis velomis yabemes, and we say that she can't do chalitza or Yibum. I mean, so we say that the third brother can't do chalitza or Yibum, right? Even where there was only one brother, we say lo b'shnei yavamin. The Mishnah, this Bryce is talking where there are two yavamin. Ava b'yavam echad, my would be the luck with one yavam. Hachinami o chaletzis velomis yabemes. Again, the Bryce says klal amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon makes a klal. If the third brother is born before this Yavama becomes married through Yibum to one of the brothers that were alive when the first brother was alive and married to this woman originally, so if the later of the third brother precedes the marriage of the second brother, then when the second brother dies, the third brother can't do Yibum. That was his statement. Now that's against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had said that even if the second brother is born, again, after this woman has already fallen to Yibum, but before the second brother has done Yibum. She's a Shemeres Yavam, right? She's already fallen. But the second brother hasn't done Yibum yet. And this third brother is born. He says, when the second brother does the Yibum, marries her, then the second brother dies, and she falls to Yibum to the third brother can marry her. It's mother. It's not Yishas Achim Shalahei Ba'olamo. And we had explained it because Zika Kikinusa Damya. That her falling to Yibum to the second brother makes her his wife. Fine. That's not the statement. The statement is explicit, not like that. Right? Kol Shah later condemns the Suin. If the third brother is born before the second brother takes her in, then when the second brother dies, Lo Chaletzis Velomis Yabemes. He can't do Chalitza, he can't do Yibu. It's only where that the Nisuin's Kodam Leda, then Chaletz Asomi Sebemis, where the second brother married her, and then the third brother was born, then he can do Chaletz or Yibam. Right? But not where the third brother was born, and then the second brother married her, and subsequently the second brother died, then there's no Parsha of Yibam or Chalitza. She would be usher to him, Als Eshes Achim Shalahai Ba'olamo. Huge kasha in Revoishia. That's exactly not what he told us. He said that Rabbi Shimon holds he could do Yibam even in that case. So let's ask. So we say, my love be Yibamechad. Isn't this talking even in the case where there are only three brothers? And when this woman fell to Yibam, after the first brother died, before the third brother was born, there's only one brother around. There's only one potential Yibam at the time that she actually fell to Yibam, i.e. the time the first brother died. And even then he's saying that were the third brother to be born before the second brother, i.e. this living brother, did Yibam, that the third brother subsequently will not be able to do Yibam or Chalitza, even though there's only one Yibam, i.e. that we wouldn't be saying, Yesh Zika V'Zika K'Kenusa Damya. So it's Akasha. Even where there's one Yibam, he won't allow it. The Gemara answers no. When do we say that were the third brother to be born before this Shemiras Yibam is taken in by one of the other brothers, that subsequently when that brother who took her in dies, the third brother cannot do Yibam or Chalitza? That's only where there are four brothers, and at the time that she fell to Yibam before that last brother was born, there were two potential Yavamim. There were two existing brothers. There, Rabbi Shimon saying that Zika to two separate Yavamim, as Abai already explained, is not Kikanus Adamya. So she doesn't, through just falling to Yibam, become considered the wife of one of the existing brothers. She is at that time still viewed as connected to that original marriage of the brother who has passed away. And then when the third brother is born, at that time, while she's still in limbo, still connected to that original marriage, she's Eshes Achim Shelo Hayav Olamo. So we wouldn't say Ki Eshkecha Behetera Eshkecha. When he comes in, she's also to him already as Eshes Achim Shelo Hayav Olamo. She's not in a situation that would be mutter to him in Yibu. Okay, and there it would be that when one of those other two brothers takes her in and then subsequently dies, that fourth brother, as we're explaining it, will be usher to take her in Yibu. That is exactly, I just read through it again, but that is the Braisa. Okay, so that's our argument. Abaye, we brought Akasha. No, that is only going to be where there's two Yavamim. Now, anyway, we're understanding a little bit that Rabbi Shimon is not a blanket rule. It always works. If there's two Yavamim, apparently, and no other Basuki Yavim, then he can't do Yibam according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what we're coming at right now. We're going to challenge that understanding of the Braisa. Ihachi adatani nesuin kod milaleda ochaletz asomi shabemes. If so, when we want to say a case where she can do Yibam or Chalitz, in the case where this brother who is subsequently born can do Chalitz or Yibum, why do we teach that, but if the Nisuin preceded the Leda, if they took her in before fourth brother, if this fourth brother was born, right, after one of the Yavamin had already taken her in, had already done Yibum, then when that brother who took her in subsequently dies, the youngest brother, who wasn't alive at the time of the death of the first brother, can do Chalitz or Yibum. Right? We're coming to compare in the case of Leda Kodem Nisuin, the young brother who was born at the time that she was already past the marriage of the first brother. That young brother can, in this situation, do Yibum, and in that situation cannot do Yibum, right? So we made the chilik that'll depend. If the Leda was before the Nisuin, and the Nisuin's before the Leda, right? That'll depend on whether the Nisuin precedes the Leda or not. Says the Gemara, but listen to the Dal, why do you have to change the case? Say, in the same case, the case will be where he was born, and then the marriage occurred, Leda Kodem Nisuin, you could still have a chilik. That when do we say that the youngest brother will subsequently not be able to do Yibum to this woman? That's where it's Bishnei Yavamim. That's where there were two living brothers at the time that this woman originally fell to Yibum. But if there were only three brothers around in general, and there was only one brother alive at the time that this woman fell to Yibum, then the third brother would subsequently be able to do Chalitza or Yibum, even in the case of Leda Kodem Nisuin. So say our question is, if you hold this a chilek, say the Braisa should discuss one case and say, in that case, Here you have a potential Yibum Chalitza to the youngest brother, and here you do not have a potential Yibum Chalitza to the youngest brother. Okay, so B, where there's one brother in between, or there's two brothers in between that were alive at the time that she felt the Yibum.
So what would the distinction be?
The distinction would be always, you would just say, later Kodim the Suin, but where there are two Yibumin at the time she felt the Yibum, then the youngest brother who was born after the death of the first cannot do Chalitza or Yibum. But were there to only be one brother at the time that she felt the Yibum, which is the case of our Mishnah here, then the youngest brother will be able to do, subsequently, Chalitza or Yibum. Make the Chalik in that. V'liflik v'lisni b'didah. Make the Chalik, make the distinction, and teach it in one case. When do we say that later on in the Suin, you can't do Yibum, that's only there's two Yibumim? Whether would it be one Yibum at the time she felt the Yibum, oh, Chalitza or Yibum, so subsequently, that youngest brother could do Chalitza or Yibum. Right. So that's one question. How can you understand the brisa like that? Right? So it should again be a kashan abaye. Answers the Gemara, kula b'shnei yavamim k'mayrei. No. We want to tell you a brisa. The brisa isn't discussing just one case. We want to talk. We're talking in a case where there are two yavamim, where there are two brothers alive at the time she felt the yibum. And in this situation, chaletzus amisibemes, and in this situation, she is not shy for that youngest brother in chalitza or yibum. And that'll be this. That'll be dependent on whether later cut him the suin or the suin cut him later. Fine, that's our answer. We want to talk where there are two brothers. In case A like this, and in case A like that, in the situation of two brothers alive at the time she felt the yibum, and then another brother is born. Right. That's how we want to talk. So that's why we're making the distinction like this. Asks the Gemara of Elamai Klala. Fine. But then what are you saying, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon? That price has started with the words Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is making a general rule, a general statement. This isn't a general statement. This is a specific case of where there are two brothers alive at the time she felt the Yibum. Then the youngest brother was born either before, after, whatever we're going to say in the case where he was born before one of the brothers did Yibum to her. Then, Lo Chaletzus Lo Misibemes. She's Ishizak Shalabi Olama, we can't do Chalitza or Yibum to her subsequently. That's not a klal, that's not a general rule. Because were there to only be one brother alive at the time she felt the Yibum, we'd say Yesh Zika Zika Kikinusa Danya, and she'd be married to that one brother, and then subsequently that youngest brother would be able to do Chalitza or Yibum. So you're making this klal Amar Rabbi Shimon, well, that's not a klal. If you're understanding, if you're limiting these rules, which do not apply elsewhere, to a case of where there are two Yibumen alive. So that's a question. How can you understand the brisa like that? Elamai klala. So you worked it out. We worked it out. The brisa could be like Rav Oishia's understanding, and to do that, you have to make a chilek of Abaye that Rav Oishia is only saying Zika Kikinus Adamya, where there's one brother alive at the time she felt the Yibum, but, and this brisa is talking where there are two Yibumen alive at the time she felt the Yibum, and therefore, the Suin, a later coming to Suin, Lo Chaletzus Velomis Yabemes, but that's not a klal. That's a specific case. So Elamai klala. The Ode, and I'll bring you another kasha. The Ode Mesiv Rav Oishia, and this is a little bit of an interesting lashon. It really means Rashi says the Ode Mesiv Rav Oishia, and they asked another kasha in Rav Oishia. It's not Yiseva on Rav Oishia. Not usually would mean Rav Oishia is asking. Rav Oishia is the opinion that holds to this opinion. So like, okay, it's a big question on him. The Ode Mesiv Rav Oishia, and also we have another question on Rav Oishia on his understanding. Gimel Achin, you have three brothers. Shnayim Han the Suin Shdayachis. Two of the brothers marry two women that are that have a relationship of krovos. There would be, you know, considered arise to each other in that sense. Shtei achios, two of these brothers marry two sisters. Or, isha ubita. Or, one brother marries a woman and the other one marries her daughter. Oh, isha ubaspita. One marries a woman and one marries her granddaughter. Oh, isha ubaspina, right, her granddaughter from her daughter. Or, one marries a woman and the other brother marries her granddaughter from her son. Okay. So, hare elu chotzis v'lobis yabimis, when, and then what happens is, those two brothers die. Now, it's what they're, these two brothers, or three brothers, two of them married two women who were related, either sisters, grandmother, granddaughter, mother, daughter, and then those two brothers die. So those two women are falling in Yibum to the third brother. The halacha is, Chotzes Velomis Yabmes. He has to do Chalitza, he doesn't do Yibum. Fine. Because each one, in a sense, is usher to him through the Zika. She's Achas Ikukaso. So he has to do, whatever the relationship happens to be, she's usher to him, the Zika establishes the Isser, and Chotzes Velomis Yabimis, but they fell from different homes, so he has to do Chalitza to both. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon Paters them. Rabbi Shimon holds that they don't need chalitza or yibum. We'll see Rabbi Shimon has a drasha later on to hold that when you have these two women falling already and they're usher as krovos, even if they're from separate houses, you only do chalitza or yibum to either one. They're already out. They just poter, katas them no parsha of yibum in this situation. The Isak Kedaitach, we'll see he has a drasha of leitz for, we'll see how that goes. The Isak Kedaitach, Kesav Rabbi Shimon. So this is really a new opinion of Rabbi Shimon. In this case, two sisters fall from two brothers to one guy. Rabbi Shimon holds he doesn't have to do anything. They're already putter from a pasuk. We'll see the drasha. The Isak Kedaitach, Kesav Rabbi Shimon Zika, Kiknusa Damia. If you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika is considered to be Kiknusa Damia, when she falls to Yibum, a woman falls to Yibum, she's a Shemeris Yabam to one brother, that would already make her considered to be Kiknusa Damia. That would make her like she's married. So, he should marry whichever one. He should be able to do Yibum to whichever one fell originally. That would be the idea. Zika Kiknusa Damia. Zika makes her like she's married. And then when she falls to Yibum, he would already be considered married to, say, the case of sisters, right? He's already married to this woman, considered married because Zika Kiknusa Damia. So then when the second brother dies and the other, his wife falls to Yibum, she would already be Achus Ishto. So she would be Pater. But this one would already be Mutter to him. He already did it. So they're not falling. We wouldn't view them together as they come now, right? Zika, just the Metzias of a woman falling to Yibum to this man, makes her like his wife. So when whichever one died first, his Yevama, the Shemiras Yevama from his marriage, would be married to this younger brother already, this third brother, whatever, already, not younger than Davka. She would be married to him already. And then when the second brother dies and her sister falls to Yibum, she would be usher to him. That's Arias of Achas Ishto. And she would walk away. So that's if you hold Yesh Zika Kinusa Damia, why is it that Rabbi Shimon holds? You don't do anything. They're putter entirely. Right? It should be that he's able to do Yibum to one, and the other one would be putter. Amr of Amram. My poter, nami, poter b'shnia. What does he mean when he says poter? He means the second one is poter. The second one doesn't require chalitza. Again, the Tanya Kama said both require chalitza. Rabbi Shimon, because he holds Yesh Zika Kikinusa Damya, Zika's like, he married her, so he's already married, and the second one's an Arias, so she's gone. Right? She doesn't have to do Yibam or chalitza. So he doesn't mean poter both. He means do Yibam to one, and the other one, whichever one fell first, it's like he already did the Yibam through Zika alone, because Zika Kikinusa, and then subsequently, when the second brother dies, or the other brother dies, his Shemeris Yavam, that woman, is Asur Tim Altarias to his wife. She would be Bas Ishto, right, or Achas Ishto, etc. She would be Asur to him out to that, and she would go away. And really, we would hold Zika Kiknusa. We ask, Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon, Pater Bishtayan. Abu Elena, the Bryce, Rabbi Shimon holds that they both are Pater, right? Not just the second one, not just one of them. He's not talking only in that second wife of the one who died secondly, but both of these women are potter. Both of them don't require chalitza or yibum. They both walk away without anything. Back to Akasha, that if he held Zikinusa Damia, only one of them should be potter. She'll go away, and then he's left with the one he's already has this marriage relationship with through the Zika. Amar Rava says, Rava, shnia shebezug zeva, shnia shebezug zeva. What does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says potter b'shtayan? He means the second one of this group and the second one of that group. What does that mean? Rav is understanding the Mishnah to say that there were two brothers, each one married two sisters, right? They married two sisters, one married a sister, the other married her sister, and one married another woman, and the other one married her daughter. So like they married all of these women. It's not separate cases, right? There were the two brothers, one married one sister, the other married the other sister. One married a woman, and the other one married her daughter. They both have two wives, basically. So when the first one dies, these two women fall to Yibum. He does Yibum or Chalitza to one of them, or whatever. He has a Zika relationship to one of those two women, right? You only have one potential Yibama. But that alone makes it that the other one, by the second brother who dies afterwards, that, say, whichever one he has would be considered the Zika to, and it's really could go either way, but her sister, for example, would be Arias to him, Atzachas Ishto. And then the other woman married to that second brother is Tsaras Erva. So they both wouldn't come to Yibum. So Poter B'shtayan is the two wives of the second brother who died subsequently, who died secondly.
It's very, very easily described. I'm going to check in
again. That's very nice. Very, very, very nice. So it's not so hard. So we say, We said it's not true. Katoi Rava Ba'ar Bazuge. Rava made a mistake in the four cases of our Mishnah. Chodet the O-O Katani. The Mishnah says, the Brisa says O-O. It says O-O. And the two brothers, and they married two sisters. O Isha Ubita, or they married a wife and her daughter. O Isha Ubasbita, according to Rava, it should be, they married two sisters, and they married a woman and her daughter, and they married, etc. It should keep going. Why is O-O? Shows you that they're separate cases. They married both of these. But O, Rabbi Shimon put the Barbas in me, boy, Alay. And plus, it shouldn't be Rabbi Shimon put the Bishtayan, shouldn't be the comment. Rather, if you're going to read it that they married all these women, so there are four cases. So it should be they married two sisters, a wife and a mother and a daughter, a grandmother and her granddaughter, etc. You would keep going, and then you would have four wives of the second brother who died subsequently, fall to him that would be considered asut him out erva, and the other three would be tsaris erva, whichever one you would view the Zika, and conceptually could be any of them. Fine. So it should be, the statement would be, Rabbi Shimon Pathos by all four of them, not just Rabbi Shimon Pathos Bishtayim, by two of them. So that statement of Rava was a mistake. Okay. But O Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, and also we find in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon says, Potu Bishtayim, he pathos both mina chalitza mina yibum. He pathos both of them from chalitza and from yibum. Shunamar, as the pasuk says, V'isha alachosa lusika chalitzror. Right, we find Rabbi Shimon, this is really what the statement was, that neither of these women fall to yibum, because the pasuk says, V'isha alachosa lusika chalitzror. This is the general discussion that a woman, you can't marry a woman and her sister, losikach litzvor. You shouldn't take them as wives, litzvor, to create competition between them. B'shashanasut tsarasulazu, he darshans like this, to say that when you have two women that become tsaras to one another, lo yiluchalikuchen afilu ba'achas mehen, you are not going to be able to marry even one of them. That's the way Rabbi Shimon darshans this, and this would play out in Yibum, as to say that when you have this relationship of Isha Alachosa Litzror, when you have that relationship of Tsaris, what competition because they're related, you know, and that's the idea that you have these a family, and then you put them in a situation where there's only one husband, it would be competition. So therefore, Lo Sikach, you shouldn't take that. You shouldn't get involved in that. That's the thing. When you have that Metzias, you have these two sisters, Lo Sikach, you can't do Lekuchen, you can't marry even one of them. And that falls on Yibum here. The two sisters fall to Yibum from different homes. But so you have this case of Isha Lachos and Litzvor. You have a case of either one. There would be potential competition here. Lo Sikach. You don't have Lekuchen. You don't have a ability to marry in that situation. It's sort of a drusha to Yibum. That's what I think. It's a drusha specific to Yibum. It's a little bit off the pasuk. That's what I would think. Lo Sikach. In this situation, don't do. You can't marry when you have Isha Lachos and Litzvor. And maybe it's a shaykhus to Litzvor by a chosishto. So we say.
It's expressing the way we originalized the Rishon, that if two will fall to the both Potter.
Yeah. This is the reason. This is his drasha, why you would say they're both Potter. And we see that this is how he was understanding it. Interestingly, I think the Ramban says this. No, maybe Ramban. Maybe it's like Ben Ezra. One of them says that how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So it says it's only Litzvor. It's only if Pasuk says Litzvor, only if they're going to fight with each other. But Rachel and Leah, they were both Machavel Lashem Shemayim, Yubishvatim. There was no competition between them. It was all the Shem Shemayim, so therefore it was mother. One of them says that's okay, fine. So we say, just in case nobody's following what's going on, at least you walk away with something. Okay, let's continue. So Ella Amar Ravashi says Ravashi, Eid Nafu Bezech Zeha Chinami. If you want to tell me, so we're back to Akasha, right? Which if we say Yeshzika, then whichever one died first is already married. If you say Yeshzika Vizika Kikinusadan, it's like she's married to him through Vizika, then whichever one fell first, she's already married to him, right? And then she would already be considered married to him. And then the second brother, if he dies, his wife would already be pater. Atzaris erva. So we say ena chinami. This is our answer here. That Amar Ravashi says Ravashi and Amar Ravashi either nafu bezer chazer chinami. If they fell one after the other, if one brother died and then the other one died, so then it would be true that Rabbi Shimon would say yesh zika bezika kiknus adamya. So whichever one fell first is already married to him, and the second one would be pater only. Arias, right? So Shimon would fall to Yibum, but the lach would be he would already have a marriage to one of them, to whichever one fell first, because zika kiknus adamya, like Ravashi explained. But what case is it that we're talking about that we say both walk away? That we have this drasha of lo sikach when you have this potential isha lachosa relationship. So we say the nafu b'pasachas, the case where they fell at the same time. Both brothers died at the same time. to him and felt him at the same time. So we can't say that one of them is Zika Kikinusa. It's like he married one of them and didn't marry the other, right? We don't have that potential possibility because that's where we have the drasha of Isha Lachosa Lo Zika Chlitzvor. And when you have Isha Lachosa, it's a drasha for Yibum, assuming that we say Lo Zika, you can't take either one. When you have these arayas, two arayas fall to Yibum, Lo Zika, there is no Yibum, there is no Lekuchin, Afilu Ba'achas, man, even in one of them. That only happens, right, because if one of them falls earlier, you already have it automatically through Zika. But if they fall at the same time, that's when we have that drasha, and that's our case here. Fine. So that's going to be how we answer Rabbi Shimon. We said, Rabbi Shimon, poter, why is that? It's because they fall at the same time, and he has a drasha there. So you don't have this idea that the first one that fell automatically becomes his wife. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, look, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, the Amar, Efshel Atzantim. And he holds like Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, who holds Efshel Atzantim, that's possible to make it exact. So the question in Halacha, is it possible to say that something happened exactly at the same time or not? Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, holds, yeah, you can make it Efshel Atzantim. It's possible to determine that these two things, or to make the judgment call, that these two things occurred at exactly the same time. Not, I mean, it would be like if a cow gives birth to twins, and they both come out at the same time. So which one's the bechor, right? That so he treats so those who hold Eshel Atzantim say, well, only one of them is the bechor. So one of them, so they're both a suffix. So give one to the Kohen, and the other one, Yirat Shistai, with develops a mom, and then whatever, and then the owner will use it. Rabbi Yosef Gulli holds that since both came out at the same time, really they could both be, really they are both, it's Eshel Atzantim, and therefore they are both. Becharos, Shnei and Lekayin, that both go to the Kohen as before. Okay, that's the case. Let's go. So that's how we answered. Fine. Let's go back. Nolad ulabasop yabim is born before the second brother does yibum. Rabbi Shimon again. Rabbi Oshia said when that second brother does do yibum and subsequently dies, she's mutter to that third brother. That was his whole thing. And we explained that through Zika. Zika only makes her the wife of the second brother. So kiyeshkecha behetera eshkecha. We're going to now throw that out, and we're going to throw out with that some of our understandings of the previous prices that we challenged Rav Oshia with and that we answered them with. Rav Papa Amar b'Yiyabim v'Ahu Kach Nolad Poli Rabbi Shimon. Where the second brother does Yibum after the death of the first, before the birth of the third, then when the second brother dies, the third brother can do Yibum according to Rabbi Shimon, because she wouldn't be Yishasach Shalahai B'Olama, because Ki Eshkecha V'Tera Eshkecha. When he came in, she was Mutter. She was already the second brother's wife. But but where the second brother is born, where the third brother is born, and then the second brother does yibum, there la polik. Rabbi Shimon would agree that the third brother cannot do yibum subsequently when the second brother dies, because he was born before the second brother did the yibum to the shemeres yibum of the first, falling from the first brother's marriage. Fine. The tavayla rabbanan, and both the reisha and seifa, this mishnah and the first mishnah of our parak, are only going according to the Rabbanan when we say she can't do Yibum. They're both according to the Rabbanan. If it's a buyer of the Rabbanan, it's Tzrich. And you need both of them to say Lo Zu Af Zu. They both come into Aser, and it's Lo Zu Af Zu Ketani. Right? We didn't teach in separate cases to show you, oh, Kocha the Rabbi Shimon, that's Mutter. If anyone remembers that from yesterday, that's on Yud Chesma basis, how we understood the necessity of the two cases. But we taught, rather, in the first case, Nola the Lubasub Yabim, that it's Aser. That's the point, it's Aser. Not that there's any matir, not to tell you kocha the Rabbi Shimon, but it's usur. And we say not only is that usur, but even lozuav zukatani. Not only is this usur, but even yobam l'basop nola, the Rabbanan will hold as usur as well. So it's lozuav zuk. Not only is this usur, but this is also usur. And in that second case of nolad of yobam l'basop nolad, there Rabbi Shimon argues and says no, that's not eshes sachem shalvalama, that's mutter. Okay. Tanya Kavasi the Rapapa of a Tufta the Ravoshia. We have a Brysa like Rapapa and a Tufta and Ravoshia. This is a Brysa that should prove that Rapapa is right in his understanding that when the first brother dies and the second brother, before he does Yibum, the third brother is born, then the second brother does Yibum, that when the second brother subsequently dies, the third brother cannot do a Chalit Yibum because she says, Isha Sachem Shalai Bolamo, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And that was how we presented it earlier, if anyone remembers, really in the beginning, like the tests around there. The beginning of our earlier in our Masechta. And that's going to be how we come out. Allah is like Rapapa, not like Ravoshia. Okay. So we are not saying Ziki Kikinusa Damia, according to Rapapa. Okay. Let's see. So this is a price that's supposed to prove like Rapapa and knock out Ravoshia.
Shimon's opinion is just that what it wipes out, Shimon's even wipes out.
Shimon's opinion that is that yeah, the Yibam would already take away. We'll see how it goes. Shnei Achim, you're right. Shnei Achim ba'olam echad. Two brothers exist at the same time. They both are alive at the same time. V'meis echad mehim. One of them dies below Vlad without a child. V'amid hasheni hazeh lasis maimer b'yivamto. And the second one, he's getting ready to do maimer with his shemiras yavam. V'lo hispik lasis ba'maimer et shnei loach. And before he's able to do maimer, then he has a brother born to him. Right? The third brother gets born before he's able to do maimer. V'meis. And then this second brother dies. Harishaina, this woman who fell from the first brother, when the second brother dies, and his wife, the second brother's wife as well, falls to Yibum, as well as this wife, this woman who was previously married to the first brother, Harishaina, this woman who was married to the first brother, Yotzev Mishum Eshet Zachem Shalai Bolamo, she's also him because of Eshet Zachem Shalai Bolamo, Vishnia Ocheletus Omis Yabemes, and the second brother's wife. The third brother can do chalitza or yibum too, because again, he never married her. He can do chalitza or yibum too. He never did mimer. He died before he even did mimer. He was getting ready. Never happened. Also, bo mimer, if he did mimer to her, the second brother did mimer to the first brother's wife. And then the third brother's born. Or the third brother's born, and then the second brother does mimer to her. Umeis, and then the second brother dies. So al kaponim, at some point a mimer occurred. The first woman, even though mimer was done, the halacha is according to this tan at this point in the brisa, she is eshes zachem shalayev olama. She is also to him. V'shniya choletzes v'lemis yabemis. And the second brother's wife, he does chalitza too, because he did mimer at some point. Again, this is pointing to the rabbanan that the first wife, the first woman, only mimer occurred, right? In any case, even if it was Yabam Lusav Nola, she would always be Eshes Zachem Shalayev Olamo. The first woman is out. The second woman, because Mimer was done, again, that's a Mixas. So the rule is she's an Erva. She's like a Mixas Taurus Erva. So Chalitzas Velemis Yabemes. The halacha is you have to do Chalitza to her. Fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Biyasa O Chalitzas Shalachas Mepateras Trasa. The Gemara will explain this means that he's allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza to the second brother's original, the woman that was married to the second brother. And with that, Pateras Trasa, that will pater the woman who fell from the first brother, who the second brother did mimer to. That's what he says. You can do chalitza or yibum to the second brother's wife, and that will pater terasa. That will pater the other woman who fell from the first brother from yibum or chalitza. Okay. And again, it'll work like this. I don't want to explain. I mean, I'm going to explain it, because otherwise, whatever. But the way that works is like this. Rabbi Shimon's mesupik in mimer, if it's a yes or a no. So, if mimer was a kinyan, Rabbi Shimon will say that if mimer was a kinyan, and again, Rabbi Shimon's only talking, we already established, he's only talking the case where he was second, she fell, second brother does mimer, then third brother's born. That will also establish later on in our Gemara, that that's the case he's talking about. So, if mimer works, she is married to the second brother, and if mimer works, she's married to the second brother, and then when they fall, they're falling from one home, she would not be Eshes Achim Shalai Balama. She'd be married to the second brother because he did not remember when he was born. When the third brother does Yibam or Chalitza to the second brother's original wife, that will pater the Tzara. She wouldn't have, you know, that's two women from one home. You do Yibam or Chalitza, that paters the other one. If you say Maimer doesn't work, it's different than two homes. So there's no connection. So this one's also to you anyway. And she doesn't need Yibam or Chalitza. She's totally also. She's Eshes Achim Shalai Balama, so Maimer doesn't work. And then by the second, the wife of the original wife of the second brother, so fine, she's mutter, fine. But chalitz lebalas mimer, but say he did chalitza to the woman that he did mimer to, lo nifter etzara, that would not pater her the original wife of the second, because mimer might not work. I'm sorry, so yeah, mimer might not work, and she would be eshes achim shalai b'olamo, and therefore you wouldn't need to do chalitza. So her chalitza is not real chalitza. And the second woman would still need to be addressed. You would still have to do chalitza to the original wife of the second brother. And this price is going to continue for a while. Are we done?
Yeah.
Where we start?
Stay tuned.
I'm going to have to say.
Stay tuned.
5:30.
No.
I guess.
Are you giving tomorrow?
I might be giving tomorrow. I'm so upset. Now, I mean, truthfully, we started a little bit, but I mean, it's not my fault.
No.
But we're gonna.